at the Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm visiting with John Blue, Truffle Media. John, you're on the board of the AgChat Foundation. I guess first question I might pose to you is, what is it that really drew you to AgChat, to the foundation, and getting involved like you have?
Well, what drew me was I first saw the AgChat hashtag on Twitter, and I thought that was interesting. And so being in an agri-media company, I thought, well, what's that about? And I started following and participating in that. And then at one point, it was like, well, how can I go back and look at others? And in Twitter, things disappear pretty quickly. So I took a challenge of, can I capture those, pull it in, and start republishing them? So that got me to republish, and that got the attention of, you know, Michelle and some others, and said, hey, how are you doing this? And we'd love to do that. Can we get that on like a website somewhere that we all can get to? And so that's how I got connected. And then there were some other activities around how AgChat is trying to help educate farmers and ranchers tell a story to consumers. And I'm a consumer, and so I see that side of things. And I think, okay, there is definitely a need for that. So that also drew me in.
Well, in the time that you've been involved now, what do you think? I mean, there are, seems like, a very growing community, if we want to call it that, of advocates. Mm-hmm. For the people you've met and what they're doing, what's kind of your outside looking in perception of that?
Well, I'm certainly amazed that there are farmers and ranchers who really want to do this. So they've been drawn in by maybe early on the technology kinds of things, so they're ag nerds. But they also say, hey, I want to tell this story about, you know, I actually spend, you know, half my day out in the field, you know, fixing fences from a rancher's point of view, or I've got like several hundred dairy cow to go milk, and I want to tell people about that. And I think that there's a strong interest in farmers ranchers in doing that, and the number of people is growing, and they're able to use these open platforms to connect with consumers, and that also I see more growth occurring since it started several years ago.
How about this conference? Just we're nearing the end now. This is over double the size of the first one. Over double the size of the first one last year. How do you think it's going?
It's going very well. I mean, the energy last night after the dinner was really strong. The swap meet that Janice Pearson set up, I thought, was a very engaging conversation, because what they did was they brought things from their home state or what they did, and they were sharing them with other people. So there were honey sticks, and there were pork stickers, and, you know, Dr. Pepper with real sugar in it, and other things. And that had a conversation about, well, what do you do, and what is it you're about? So the energy there was great.
Well, and it's good to have the interaction even amongst ourselves. I know we need to talk about engaging outside the farm community, but it's also good to be able to have these people meet who farm in all over the country.
Yes, I agree. I think this gets people together in person. That's the other thing about social media, is it's pretty much a digital world. Mm-hmm. But so having events like this actually brings the people together. You can see them in real life. You can say, hey, that's that avatar picture I always see, and I know what that looks like in real life. And it actually strengthens some of the relationships. So now you really know about what people really do over drinks, as opposed to over Twitter. And I think that it builds that community much and makes it much stronger. And so then when we go to talk to consumers, we can actually relate real people back to the consumers.
Last quick question, because we got a session coming up, as we can probably hear everybody gathering in the background. What would you say to people who might think they'd like to get involved? For example, we could use a couple new board members for the foundation. Just maybe any words of encouragement, thoughts about why they might want to get involved?
So this is an opportunity for people to help shape how the agricultural community can help tell their story to consumers and non-agricultural people. And that's probably the biggest opportunity there, is you can help shape the conversation. You can help participate. And it's a lot easier to participate. You know, in the old days, it was about the four media channels and all the major newspapers. That doesn't exist now. You have a lot more opportunity in terms of delivering information. So that's the big upside.
All right. Well, we got to get onto the next session here. We're at the Advocacy 2.0 conference. That was John Blue with Truffle Media. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.